Hi, welcome. We're going to discuss business strategy and information technology. Strategy and information systems we'll begin with. Industry structure, we'll discuss the five competing forces in the industry structure. The competitive strategy, value chain analysis, business process design, re-engineering, and information systems. First, let's discuss business strategies. The job of the strategist is to understand and cope with competition. So we need to understand the components of the market, understand our competitors, what their strengths and weaknesses are, what our opportunities and threats are, and take advantage of that. Competition for profits goes beyond established industry rivals to include four other competitive forces: customers, suppliers, potential entrants, and substitutive products. The extended rivalry that results from all five forces defines an industry structure and shapes the nature of competitive interaction with an industry. So the extended rivalry that results from all five of these forces, right, is going to define the industry structure and landscape. So all of these things are going to define the market, and we need to create a business strategy that will put us in the best position to compete and maximize our profit potential. Industry structure and forces. Forces are intense. Airlines, textiles, and hotels, almost no competition or company earns attractive returns on investment here. There is a lot of overhead that goes into these industries, particularly airlines, hotels, textiles, a lot of labor, a lot of inputs, raw material costs. So that's why competition in these areas are so intense. There's not a lot of differentiation between them, and there's a lot of fixed costs associated. Forces are benign. Software, soft drinks, toiletries, many companies are profitable. So there's a whole lot of software, there's a whole lot of soft drinks, there's a whole lot of these things, right? And it seems benign, but people are going to use these, right, very frequently, very often. So there are many competitors in this space, and despite the fact of the competition, many are still profitable because so many people use these regular items. Industry structure manifested in the competitive forces sets industry profitability and competitiveness in the medium and long run. So our structure is going to come about through the competitive forces in the market, and they're going to drive us to create our structure. Industry structure affects a firm's strategic positioning. So depending on where the industry is, how it's comprised, who controls what's the supply and demand, knowing these things in an industry and how to position effectively will let you become more competitive and more strategic in your thinking. Identify the strongest competitive forces or force for strategy formulation. Five forces that shape the industry competition. Number one, threat of a new entrant. So time and cost of entry is a component of this threat. Specialist knowledge. We need to economies of scale, cost advantages, technology protection, barriers to entry, right? So whenever we're in a market and we're competing in this market and it's being and it's very successful and companies are profitable, we're always going to have the threat of new entrants into the market, people wanting to come in and capture market share and drive down some of our revenue. So we have to be aware of the threats of new entry and be ahead of the competition. Competitive rivalry, number of competitors, quality differences, other differences, switching costs, customer loyalty. So when you're competing in an industry, obviously you're going to compete against other companies, and you're competing for those consumers' dollars. So you want to maintain an advantage over them. Buying power. Number of customers, size of each order, differences between competitors, price sensitivity, ability to substitute, cost of changing. So buying power. We can have an advantage over the competition in the industry by having scales, economies of scale, right, and buying in bulk and buying more so we can drive our costs down. The more we're able to purchase, the more leverage we have, the better prices we can get, therefore the greater profitability we can assume. Threats of substitution, substitute performance, cost of change. There's always a threat of a substitution because if I'm making Jif peanut butter and Peter Pan comes out over here, or if I don't want peanut butter and jelly but I want ham and cheese, the substitute of that sandwich is the ham and cheese over the peanut butter and jelly. Supplier power, number of suppliers, size of suppliers, uniqueness of service, your ability to substitute, cost of changing. So the supplier may have the power because they have limited resources, they have a limited amount of raw materials, and a lot of companies want these raw materials, so they have more power over the buyer. The supplier has more power over the buyer because the resources are limited. Many firms want those resources. Therefore, the supplier can bid the price up and have control over the buyers. Sources of switching costs. Loyalty programs. A lot of companies offer loyalty programs. You can think about an airline. They offer miles or points that you can redeem. Learning costs. Switching technologies may require an investment in learning a new interface and commands. So switching technology is going to take some time to get used to it. You're going to have to spend some time in training and development of your staff. So there's a little bit of risk there when you're switching software. Information and data. Users may have to re-enter data, convert files or databases, or even lose earlier contributions on incompatible systems. So there's always a risk in updating. There's always a risk in increasing your technologies, getting better technologies. There's going to be a learning curve. But I think what most firms, when they increase their technology or they innovate, they are looking more in the long term, not just so much the short term here and now. They're going to fish for the long term benefits. And financial commitment. It can include investments in new equipment, the cost to acquire any new software, consulting your expertise, and the devaluation of any investment in prior technologies no longer used. Contractual commitments. Breaking contracts can lead to compensatory damages and harm an organization's reputation as a reliable partner. So even though there's going to be a little bit of volatility during a shift in technology, software uses potentially, we want to make sure that we're able to get through those that transition quickly so that we don't interrupt our production and we don't lose any reputation to our customers. Contractual commitments. Breaking contracts can lead to compensatory damages and harm an organization's reputation as a reliable partner. Search costs, finding and evaluating a new alternative costs time and money. The internet and its effect on industry structure, which we all know the internet has revolutionized the way that we do business, and now we are able to do things from a firm level that we weren't able to do before and become more efficient, more effective with the internet technology. So threats of substitute products or services, right? And the internet and its effect on our industry structure. So by making the overall industry more efficient, the internet can expand the size of the market, which we see happening clearly. The proliferation of internet approaches creates new substitution threats, right? So they have more information available more quickly so that we're able to search for substitutes and find something maybe at a cheaper price. Buyers, bargaining power of channels. It eliminates powerful channels or improves bargaining power over the traditional channels. Bargaining power of end users shifts bargaining power to end consumers and reduces switching costs. Now, barriers to entry reduces the barriers to entry, such as the need for a sales force, access to channels and physical assets, Anything that internet technology eliminates or makes easier to do reduces barriers to entry. Internet applications are difficult to keep proprietary from new entrants. A flood of new entrants has come into many industries because of the internet. It makes things easier. Access to information, being able to move resources quickly. Bargaining power of suppliers due to the internet. Procurement using the internet tends to raise bargaining power over suppliers, though it can also give suppliers access to more customers. The internet provides a channel for suppliers to reach end users, reducing the leverage of intervening companies. The internet also provides procurement, and digital markets tend to give all companies equal access to suppliers and gravitate procurement to standardized products that reduce differentiation. Reduced barriers to entry and the proliferation of competitors downstream shifts powers to suppliers. Rivalry among existing competitors. So the internet helps reduce the differences among competitors, and it equals the playing field, as offerings are difficult to keep proprietary. Migrates competition to price. Widens the geographic market, increasing the number of competitors. Lower variable costs relative to fixed cost, increasing pressures for price discounting. So the internet has made our industries in America and across the globe more competitive, more efficient, more effective for consumers and for producers, suppliers. So let's look at the types of innovations. Now, first, sustaining, an innovation that does not affect existing markets. Evolutionary, an innovation that improves a product in the existing market in ways that customers are expecting. Fuel injection versus carbureted, right? That was a natural evolution. Revolutionary, radical innovation that is unexpected, but nevertheless does not affect existing markets. Disruptive, an innovation that creates a new market by applying a different set of values, which ultimately and unexpectedly overtakes an existing market, i.e. the Model T Ford that changed everything, and people no longer rode horses. Now they can drive cars.